This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Serious broadcast today. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
I got to tell you, Dr. Shealy, I'm very, very concerned about the coronavirus. I'll tell you why. Last week, when you and I were on the air a week ago today, there were, Monday morning, a little over 1,900 infected. Confirmed infected people. Tuesday, 4,500. Wednesday morning, 5,000. Wednesday evening, 6,000. Yesterday, between 10 and 11,000 infected. Now, depending on which reports you believe, there's a nurse in Wuhan, China, who says there were 90,000 infected last week. People are dropping dead. And they built a hospital in 8 days, 3 days behind schedule. They were going to build a hospital for 1,100 people in 5 days. They built it in 8 days, and they are now shuttling victims out of the hospital directly to the crematorium. The word that I'm reading in the reports I've been reading, the number of infections and deaths is under reported. What are your thoughts, Dr. Shealy?
Obviously, virtually all viral infections began in China in half a year, so it's not surprising. And, of course, the latest is, as so many of these things these days, it may well be a military, actually, derivative, if you will. It may be a war crime of China, but China, in my opinion, is unquestionably the most evil nation in the world. And the greatest mistake the industry of this country has made is by shipping any of their inventory or their making manufacturing capabilities to that evil country. I could go on, but that's the top of my list.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, have you found any information on the Internet saying that this virus can be spread by aerosolized water droplets? Like somebody sneezes and that sneeze, those sneeze droplets travel 10, 15, 20 feet. That if you get it on your hands and you touch your eyes or your lips or you scratch yourself, or you can get it. You can get it through contact. You can get it through ingestion. You can get it by touch. If someone touched a piece of some product in a store, looked at it and put the box back, the jar back, the fruit back, the produce back, and you can get it days after the infected person touched it. Have you found that information as well? I have.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, the usual so-called surgical masks that people often wear to protect themselves or to stop spreading it don't do much at all for stopping the spread of this particular kind of virus.
I've seen images on the Internet, stories on the Internet from Europe, and They show the Chinese in China, they have taken plastic, I'll call them jugs, about the size, I would think about 2 gallons or 2.5 gallons. They're cylindrical in nature, and they have a pour, a spout at the top with a cap. And they cut off part of this jug, this clear plastic jug, so that it will fit over their heads. They'll put a surgical mask underneath that. They will use that as a barrier between particles flying through the air, infected, you know, water droplets flying through the air from coughs and sneezes and whatever other means. And they'll wear that and gloves, and sometimes they will wear a plastic garbage bag that's translucent. They'll put that over their head as if it's a poncho, and they'll wear that, and loosely fitting around their waist, actually below their waist, so that air will go up underneath it and they won't, you know, suffocate. But they're wearing plastic bags as well. Have you seen those kinds of images as well?
I haven't seen those. As a matter of fact, I just flew to Phoenix and back Saturday and Sunday, and I noticed that I heard 2 sneezes in the whole trip, and one woman was wearing one of the usual surgical masks. That was my observation on this particular trip.
Mm-hmm. Were you concerned about that because you were in that airplane?
Well, you know, really, I wasn't. I feel as if the likelihood of somebody from China being on a trip with me are pretty unlikely right now, although that's going to increase as the days go by. And, of course...
Well, I was... Yes?
Well, I have access to intravenous vitamin C if I felt something coming on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My concern about flying, being on a cruise ship, being on a bus, being in a subway... any mass transportation where there's a high concentration of individuals is of concern to me, and I don't want to be on one of those if I can avoid it. So what happens, Dr. Shealy, with those airplanes? So, for example, you get off and you're fine. Everything's good. But let's say that gal who sneezed or coughed actually was infected within that 14-day period where you really don't have symptoms materializing yet. Let's say she was infected. And the plane is not disinfected. So you guys, you know, your flight, everybody gets off, change of crew, stewardesses, stewards, pilot, co-pilot, navigator, everybody gets off. And a whole new group of people get on the plane and they take off in 40 minutes later. Is there a concern that the recirculation of the air in the airplane has happened 11 times before that air is exhausted out of the plane during your flight, contaminating the seats, the floor, the controls, the everything? Is
well,
there that concern,
I mean,
or not?
No way you'd have to, I mean, to sterilize the inside of an airplane, totally sterilize it would be virtually impossible.
Okay. So then before that gal got on the plane, she probably used the restroom, and she probably had something to eat, maybe at a restaurant, has probably been in contact with hundreds of people, if not thousands of people through the airport, you know, TSA, whatever the procedures are, the, you know, check-in, baggage, taxi maybe, bus, parking lot. I mean, and that's just at the airport. Then all the people that are walking through the terminal, the lobby, et cetera, we're seeing that each one of us, when we travel, is probably in contact with hundreds, if not thousands of other people, and if we are infected, we can infect them. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So then the next question is, what do we do? And we talked about this last Monday. You had advised three supplements. Would you like to go through those and make sure that everyone is clear on prevention, precautions, and what to wear?
Well, D3, of course, is at the top of my list. If you weigh 140 pounds or more, 50,000 units once a week. If you weigh under 140 pounds, 50,000 the first, 10th, and 20th of every month. And that then should be supplemented with 4 daily minimum of my youth formula and 2 of my essentials and, of course, 20 milligrams of astaxanthine. All of that is a major beneficial package. Now, I believe one of the recommendations before this thing gets any worse is everybody should have on hand a significant supply of liposomal, fat-soluble vitamin C. In general, liposomal or fat-soluble vitamin C is better tolerated by the gut than the water-soluble usual one. And so you may be able to tolerate anywhere from 5 or 6 to 10 grams of the fat-soluble vitamin C orally, whereas most people don't tolerate more than 5 grams of the water-soluble.
And let me see if I've got this right. I want to make sure that I wrote this down correctly. And we're repeating it for the benefit of the class as well. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units once a week if you weigh more than 140 pounds. If less than 140 pounds, 50,000 on the first day of the month, the 10th day of the month, and the 20th day of the month. That means every 10 days rather than once a week. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
Right.
Okay. Then 4 of Dr. Shealy's youth formula, which is vitamin C plus MSM, which is what I consume. 4 of them per day. 2 of Dr. Shealy's essentials, which are your multivitamins, a day. And what was the amount of astaxanthine? I didn't
20,
get that.
20 milligrams a day.
20 milligrams of astaxanthine per day. So that is the recommendation from Dr. Shealy to be in the best health that you can be to shed this, should you be exposed. And liposomal vitamin C, which is better tolerated by the gut. Did you say 5 to 10 grams per day?
Yes.
Okay. Can we make our own liposomal vitamin C?
Oh, yes. It sounds a little tedious to me. I've looked it up several times, and I prefer to buy it.
Okay.
But you can.
Okay. Do we need equipment like an ultrasonic cleaner to make this?
That's one of the things. You know, it just sounds tedious to me, but I keep on hand a big bottle of liposomal C just in case.
Okay, class. Let me tell you what an ultrasonic cleaner is. We have one here at the farm. And I bought a commercial one many, many years ago. We lived in Virginia, so ours is probably, I'm thinking, 30 years old. It's made by a company called Crest, C-R-E-S-T. Back in the World War II days, 1940s, hypodermic needles were made out of glass, and the point was obviously metal. And they were reusable, but there was a problem with them. I'll tell you what the problem was, and I'll tell you how they solved it when we come back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, many years ago when we lived in Virginia, it's got to be about 30 years ago now, that I bought an ultrasonic cleaner, and it was a couple hundred dollars. It was made by a company called Crest, and it had two controls on it, analog-type controls. One was the temperature of the water that it would heat electrically. It had an electric heater in it, and the other was a timer, how long you wanted to turn the knob to have this mechanically tick, 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 down to shut off, the shut-off point. I'm looking at this darn thing now, and it's... These are $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. I can't believe it. I'm stunned at how expensive they have become. The one we have is Crest, and it's considered top of the line. It's probably lab grade, but you can get them for less money if you do some searching. I would buy a mechanical one, rather an analog type timer with an on-off switch rather than a computer controlled. Because these actually develop heat, and you really don't want your computer that runs this thing inside the container that gets hot. At least that's my opinion. So the way this works is you have a solution of clean water and maybe some very mild detergent, and there are transducers that vibrate at above the sound of human hearing, and it vibrates the water, and it creates tremendous pressure with the vibrating of the water and the bursting of these bubbles in these partial vacuum bubbles in the water. And it will penetrate the smallest of surfaces. So, for example, let's say you had a hypodermic needle, from the 1930s or 20s or 40s or 50s, and it were made out of glass with a metal needle point. But the cylinder and the plunger were ground glass. Well, if they weren't cleaned quickly and cleaned efficiently, they would become clogged and they would be useless. So they designed this ultrasonic cleaner. They just put the needle and the whole assembly, take it apart, put it in there, and it would be blasted clean, almost like sandblasting, but with water. It's absolutely incredible what this will do. I take carburetors that are absolutely filthy and put them in there with a little detergent, and they look brand new in about a matter of 2 minutes. Dr. Shilley, did you have any comments about ultrasonic cleaners?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you think I said that accurately?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So originally it was for the medical uses, and I believe I have never made liposomal vitamin C, but I believe you need an ultrasonic cleaner. So Captain John Reagan talked about it over the years, and he bought an inexpensive one, and it didn't last worth a darn. And, of course, they come from communist China. Yeah, communist China. Mine's made in USA, and it's lasted 30 years. And I'll be furious if it doesn't last another 30 years, or at least as long as I live. All right, so liposomal vitamin C is absorbed better and is less harsh on the body. So, Dr. Shilley, if we are proactive and if we make our own vitamin C or buy it, liposomal, how much, if we just suspect that we have been exposed, what do we do immediately?
Take 5 grams, 5,000 milligrams, and if that's tolerated each day, add another 1,000 milligrams, until you get up to 10, if your gut tolerates it.
Okay, up to 10. Okay, so how do we know if our gut tolerates it? What are the symptoms?
Diarrhea. It does not cause constipation.
Okay. All right. So are there any other concerns about
Yes. Okay. If you begin to take that, you should double your B-complex. In other words, you get 2 of myosin, you're getting just 50 milligrams of B-complex. If you get up to that dose of vitamin C, you want to take 4 of the essentials because you need 100 milligrams of B-complex.
Okay, 100 milligrams. That's per day, right?
Yes.
B-complex. Okay, I'm writing this down because what happens is I get calls after the broadcast. So what'd you all say? So I want to make sure I get it right. All right, so 5 grams, up to 5 grams of liposomal vitamin C, starting with the first day, and if that's tolerated, you can increase that 1 gram, which equals 1,000 milligrams per day, until you reach 10 grams or 10 milligrams. That's right, 10 grams. And then double your dosage of vitamin B complex, which would be 4 of Dr. Shilley's vitamin B complex per day, which is 100 milligrams total.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
US USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump wrapping up this week. Today will bring closing arguments, and then on Wednesday, the Senate's expected to vote to acquit the president of both articles of impeachment. A key Republican senator explaining why he didn't vote to hear from more witnesses in the trial. Republican Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says,
if you have eight witnesses who say someone left the scene of an accident, why do you need nine?
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Disney World is, as is tradition, about to welcome the Super Bowl MVP, Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City QB led the Chiefs to a 31-20 win over the 49ers last night in Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Mahomes will join the traditional parade down Main Street in the Magic Kingdom near Orlando today. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, if you do decide to do your own research on how to make liposomal vitamin C, you can go to Amazon or you can just go to your search engine and type in ultrasonic cleaner, U-L-T-R-A-S-O-N-I-C, space cleaner, and you'll find a whole bunch of them. And I found one that... looks industrial, looks professional, and they say it is an industrial commercial machine. However, if you read, it says that it theirs is so good it's designed to last 2 to 3 years. Yeah. So make sure, and I'm not endorsing any other product other than the Crest mechanical one, because I have that and I really like it. But it's really, really, really expensive. I just can't believe how much it's gone up. It's gone up 2 to 3x in 15 years. I'm kind of stunned because it's not really all that sophisticated. But anyway, do your research, read the reviews, and proceed with caution. And you might want to learn how to make that liposomal vitamin C soon, you know, while the internet's still working and while people still show up for work. Dr. Shealy, your vitamin C, Dr. Shealy's youth formula, contains MSM. And you've mentioned that you like MSM because it helps the body absorb the vitamin C better. Is that right?
Yes, it doubles the benefit. In other words, 2 grams of vitamin C with 1 gram of MSM is equal in any inflammatory response to 4 grams of vitamin C.
Okay. So, and that's easier on the gut, so it makes everything better, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what about, I was doing some research on the internet before the broadcast, for those who can't get to you or don't have the internet but somehow are able to listen and they decide to buy vitamin C someplace else other than normshealy.com. By the way, I get mine from Dr. Shealy. I buy it right from his store when I go to Springfield, Missouri.
Well, if they buy regular vitamin C, at least they could consider buying MSM on the side.
Okay. And what would the ratio be?
2 to 1, 2 parts vitamin C to 1 part MSM.
Okay. So I'm writing this down. So vitamin C, 2 parts to 1 part MSM. By weight, correct?
Right, yes.
Okay. All right. So class, there you have that. Now what about other vitamin C that I found on the internet, Dr. Shealy, that boasts that it has zinc in it? Are there cautions about vitamin C with zinc, or is it okay?
It's okay. Now, remember, zinc and copper are just as, well, certain things work together. Or if they aren't in proper ratios, work against one another. So when you take 20 milligrams of zinc, you need at least 5 milligrams of copper.
5 milligrams of copper. So how do we ingest copper, Dr. Shealy, if we have plastic plumbing or galvanized plumbing or, you know, PEX plumbing or CPVC or PVC plumbing in our homes? Where does the copper come from?
Health food stores. I actually have to say for years I've taken Swanson's copper little tablets.
Okay, so under normal circumstances, what would our daily consumption be of copper?
Oh, 2 milligrams is fine.
2 milligrams. But if you're taking a heavier dose of vitamin C, you need 5 milligrams of copper?
Right.
Okay. All right. What foods naturally have copper, enough copper, and if we have enough of that food?
I don't know.
I've never heard...
But I don't know it.
Should we be planting some copper, bare copper wire in? I'm serious. I'm very serious about this. So I've got some little strips of copper wire. I don't throw anything away. So I've got boxes of lots of things, and I've got short pieces of copper that I know I'm going to need sometime. I just don't know when. So I save them. You know, 8 inches long, 10 inches long. Would it be beneficial to spread those around in a plastic bucket that I might be growing some herbs in, or tomatoes or something? Or would that
I don't know.
Okay.
Now, let me give you, however, the foods that do contain a greater amount of copper.
Okay.
Number one is liver, especially
Okay.
Number two is oysters. Number three is sesame seeds.
Oh, okay. I'm good for that.
Number four, cocoa and dark chocolate.
Okay. Oh. So, oh. Hey, Dr. Shilley, cocoa or chocolate is, whenever I've seen chocolate being made, it's in a like a kettle, but it's always a copper kettle.
That is true. I have some antique ones that I've had for 60 years. I bought just for fun, mm-hmm. and they used to make chocolate in them.
Okay.
So here you go. In oysters, you get, in six oysters, you get 3.8 milligrams of copper.
Okay.
And shiitake mushrooms have a little bit. Per cup of shiitake, you get 1.3 milligrams. Even button cottons have button, you know, white button mushrooms have some.
Mm-hmm.
Tofu, 1 milligram per cup. Sweet potato, 0.7 milligrams per cup.
Okay.
That's the sesame seeds, 0.7 milligrams per ounce. Cashews, 0.6 milligrams per ounce. Chickpeas, 0.6 milligrams per cup. Salmon, 0.5 milligrams per cup. And dark chocolate, 0.5 milligrams per 1 ounce.
Was that 0.5 per ounce? 0.5
yes.
milligrams per ounce? Okay. All right. And what else, Dr. Shilley?
Well, that was the dark chocolate was the end of my
Burrito. All right. So if we switch, by the way, we have a caller, and what I prefer to do is wait another minute or so for our engineer to pick up the phone. If he doesn't, I'll pick up the phone. We'll just pick it up cold if our engineer's tied up. Okay, so, Dr. Shilley, one of my greatest concerns is what's happening in Japan right now. Those guys are planning on dumping all of this contaminated seawater into the ocean because it's not economically viable to keep storing it. Collecting. So they don't want to evaporate it. They don't want to, you know, evaporate the water and leave behind the contaminants. They want to just dump it all into the ocean. If that happens, eating seafood then becomes even more risky. Yes.
Well, remember the air in this country over Missouri has double the radioactivity that it had before Fukushima. So I guess it could double again.
It makes me really angry, Dr. Shilley, that people are so greedy, so stupid, and so callous and careless. It's just absolutely...
But it makes me angry that our government created the crap.
Yes. Yes.
And still push it.
Right. Right. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shilley.
How you doing? I would, years ago when I was in college, one of the nurses came up to me, her son was doing triathlons and competing. Now his trainer put him on a lot of vitamin C, and apparently there was an issue where she said, told me she didn't even know that you can overdo vitamin C, and her son wound up in the hospital on Dallas. So what's, the reason I'm asking and bringing this up is because I'm certain there's going to be somebody out there that is going to think, well, if I'm not feeling well, I know he recommends this, double may be better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as far as I know, there's never been a complication with vitamin C up to 10 grams by mouth except causing diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. So I was just curious about that because she was surprised. She said she didn't even know that can cause an issue. And he wound up in the hospital in St. Louis. So I was just curious about that. Can I ask you a medical question?
Sure.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off topic. But now, my wife is having a lot of severe nosebleeds, and we're not sure what it is. They already brought, we already took her in, and they thought maybe she had an infection, an ear infection. And now, after the antibiotics, it's still happening. But now she's also getting a rash on that side of her face, and then severe migraines. You know, so I have to take her back in tomorrow. But wouldn't an ear infection cause that and act in that way?
It'd be pretty rare for it to be a urinary, I mean, an ear infection. It could be sinuses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She was just, you know, kind of lost because they say, no, it's not this, no, it's not this. But then what is it if this is happening out of the blue?
You know? Well, there are, you know, there's all kinds of things, including hemophilia, that can cause the increase in nosebleeds. But hypertension is another one.
Mm-hmm. David, can you share with Dr. Shealy if your wife has, if she's taking supplements, so he would have that information to help with his thoughts?
Oh, yes. She does take do the magnesium lotion. She does that. She does the vitamin D. And I'm trying to remember what else you recommend. Oh, vitamin K. She's been doing the vitamin K. And I'll.
Now, you know, one thing that could be done, if she's not on anything that would contraindicate, she could take 15 milligrams instead of 100 micrograms of vitamin K2.
Okay. She takes the 100 of the vitamin K. I mean, when I first bought it, when you...
Yeah, you can get 5-milligram tablets or capsules.
We don't take much medicine anymore. We got off most of all our medicine, but she does have to take some for dapsone and dapsone and dioxin or Digitec.
She's on Digitalis, yeah. Okay, well, that means that she does have a weak heart muscle, but Digitalis is an old-time favorite.
Right. They wanted to put her on newer modern stuff, but she's only takes that now. She's down to only taking that like once every other day. She's almost, you know, under the doctor's supervision, been able to go off it. We both had heart murmurs when we were born on the base. Hers had to be patched. And they flew her to another base and they patched her. So they said that's what's causing.
David, stay with us. We're going into a break. Stay with us, and we'll finish up, okay, with your questions. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Shealy's with us, Dr. Norm Shealy. Website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. David's with us in Illinois. David, please continue with your questions.
She also has an issue with glutens, with one of the DNA mess up situations the base left us with, and all of a sudden that any, even if she's partial, gets a taste of something like that, it causes her to have severe breakouts in her skin. But she's clear on that. I mean, we make sure that whatever we buy for her diet is, you know, if the labels are correct on the store shelves, that it's not, they have contain any glutens. She's pretty, you know, good about making sure that, you know, situation doesn't happen. But these things will come up. They're coming up, and it takes like an hour sometimes to get them to stop.
Oh, yeah.
It's only...
Well, gluten, unfortunately, is among the worst foods in the world today because of Roundup.
And she does exercise now 3 to 4 times a week. She's been faithful with that, and she's small, but, you know, she does do everything else you recommended, so appreciate it.
Well, keep the faith, babe. Thank you.
I had one comment for Dr. Shealy, and maybe this might be beneficial for the entire class. Dr. Shealy, when I was younger, I would take cod liver oil, and I would take the gelatin capsules once a day, then twice a day, then 3 times a day. And what I found out was when I bent over, my nose would bleed. You know, if I just bent over to pick something up, my nose would bleed. Do you know why that is? And I backed off the, taking so much cod liver oil that it all stopped immediately.
Well, I don't know exactly, although I know that the cod liver oil, if you take 10,000 units a day of vitamin A in cod liver oil, it can eventually actually cause brain damage. And so that's one of the reasons I like astaxanthin so much better. It's infinitely more powerful as an antioxidant than cod liver oil, vitamin A, and it's not toxic ever.
Okay. Okay. And we were talking about gluten, and now there's a story that just broke a headline. Oh, geez, commercials. Commercials just covered up. Kellogg commits to reducing widely used glyphosate in the food chain. Can you imagine that? So,
that's okay. Just part of Kellogg's poison. I put Kellogg in a never go equal to McDonald's.
So, you know, all those sugary cereals that they have, they're going to try to make them a little bit safer. But, you know, it's hard to put much stock in what a company that does that in the first place says they're going to do to fix the problem. So probably the safest thing to do is avoid the cereal aisle, you know, with those sugary cereals and all those wonderful colors. Yeah, those non-natural colors. Same thing with the soda aisle, class. If you look and you see some of those colors of the sodas in those clear bottles, I mean, none of those colors occur in nature naturally. They have to be blended, scientifically blended, in order to appeal to the GDP. David, any other thoughts, questions, concerns?
Oh, yeah. Now, this when she got diagnosed, she started having issues with the glutens. I mean, the doctors went kind of a little bit crazy on this, in my opinion, because they wanted her to have totally separate cookware, dishes, everything. Now, we went years ago when I seen the Teflon coatings coming off of pans. I said, this isn't good. And I threw everything away and went to stainless steel and ceramic years ago. I said, but now you're telling me I got to buy it again?
I mean, yeah. I'm with you, David, on that one.
I don't
like Teflon.
You know, but that, you know, is kind of interesting how they want you to just, you know, do everything separate. Like, that's kind of a little bit ridiculous if you ask me.
I don't understand that. Because if you wash carefully your pots and pans and cookware, I don't see why it would have to be separate. I don't understand.
No, even silverware. Even silverware, plates. You know, and we have ceramic plates, stainless steel silverware, stainless steel pans, cookware, everything. You know.
Okay. Let me share this with you and Dr. Shealy, and I'd like to get Dr. Shealy's comments on this. Here's what we do. We have silverware. Well, I guess it's called flatware, stainless steel. And the knife handles are two-piece, so there's the handle of the knife, and then there's kind of like plaster inside the handle where the knife joins inside the plastic the plaster-filled handle. Except for the knives, I will take the forks and the spoons and the one-piece stainless knives, and I'll put them in the ultrasonic cleaner and blast them. Dr. Shealy, what do you think about doing that every once in a while?
Oh, good. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that can be done. And then for I wash a lot of pots and pans here, and I use those stainless steel scrubbers. They're like steel wool, but really coarse, and they don't scratch the ceramic. And I use that with liquid dishwashing detergent.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.